hi. Welcome. Come on in and we'll have a chat about navigating our seven C's of leadership. Well, hello and welcome. My name is John Murray III, and I'm here to talk to you about navigating the seven C's of leadership. Now, when you're thinking C's, you're thinking that cruise ship that you just went on and you had the greatest vacation ever. Or you can also be thinking, hey, I don't want to go on that Gilligan's Island tour. That's a little too long for me. It was only supposed to be the 3 hours, but it turned into years. In fact, many seasons. So, why am I here to talk to you today about the seven C's of leadership? Well, leadership and training have always been a passion for me. And I want to make sure that I'm sharing back with those of you out there that are asking yourself, well, how can I improve in my leadership abilities? How can I make changes for other individuals? Well, I'm going to talk to you today and for the next many, many weeks about the seven C's and how you can integrate them into your leadership behaviors, but also bring that onto your organization, your team, and share that with others. The other thing that for me is important is making sure you put it into action. So I'll also be giving you some homework or some ways that you can put these things into practice in your everyday life, so that it's not just me here sitting here telling you a bunch of stories every week and hoping that you come back to listen for a little bit more. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I spent about 20 years at a small entertainment company down in Florida. You know, the one guy with the big ears, the Walt Disney Company. And I've done quite a few things there. For me, I started out as a costuming host because I said, hey, I'd like something different. And it wasn't enough just to work for the organization, but I wanted to do something different there. And that difference helped me build the leadership skills and abilities that I've been able to take with me throughout my career. But they've also gave me a little bit of a sense of who you can be, because for them, they always pushed this creativity, they always pushed this credibility. And those are a couple of the C's that we'll be talking about. The next part of my journey brings us into healthcare. Well, I've spent about 12 to 14 years in healthcare. It depends on where you start. I spent time at Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Cigna, HealthSpring, and now with Orlando Health. So when I think about my time with healthcare, it's always been about the care. The health part is very smart people doing work to help others, and that kind of what drew me to the healthcare arena. The third section for me is consulting. I spent time at Precision Dynamics International, where we focused on helping automotive manufacturers change the way that they do business and increase their service and field training excellence. And so when I think about everything that I've learned and all the teams that I've been able to work with and all the great people that have been a part of my career path, this is a way for me to share some of the insights that they've provided me over the years, but also gives me the ability to express some of the nuances and stories that I've learned along the way. Every week, I'm going to sit and take a look at the outline that I've kind of measured out here and share with you a little bit more about my journey. The other piece for me that I want to make sure I don't forget is, you know, every week or so, I may thank some of the individuals that helped me along the way. And speaking of along the way, when we start down this journey, it's always about planning. And it can be planning just what you're going to do today, maybe tomorrow, but you don't have to plan for a long time. Well, you know, one of those questions that you always get in an interview is, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? I'm not exactly sure, because everybody's path to leadership is not the same. And so when we start to go down these journeys, remember that you control that and you control the paths that you take. So kind of plan out your journey. Now, when it comes to the seven C's, it's very important to remember that these are just seven C's that I kind of watched and observed and became a part of through my career. So if you have seven other C's, or if you have a variation on a theme, feel free to write in. And don't hesitate to tell us a story of your own. So let's go ahead and start with the seven C's. the seven seas, and you know they'll be flashing up on the screen at various points, but the seven C's that we want to talk about, the first one is credibility. Now, when you think about credibility, you think about, is that person credible? Is that person able to deliver on the things that they say they're going to deliver on? The second one is confidence. Confidence in yourself, your team, and your organization to deliver on those expectations. The third one is consistency. Consistency is key as a leader, because if you give an answer one day and you have to change your mind the next, somebody's going to be wondering what happened, and you have to be able to explain some of that. So be consistent when you look for leadership responsibilities. The next one is composure. When you think about composure, it's how you handle yourself in any situation. And that composure piece is key for your leadership and how you share that with the team. When you think about composure, make sure that you don't just say, oh, I'm calm and I can do this all the time. Express some emotion, but make sure you understand and maintain the things that you need to. The next one is courage. Courage is big because when we think of courage, it's like the cowardly lion. You know, he was looking for courage, but when he found it, it created other opportunities for him, and he had to do other things and make other commitments to Dorothy and the team. And the same thing with you, and same thing with leadership, is find the courage to do what you need to do as a leader, but also instill that in your team. The next one is creativity. Without creativity, what you are doing is just checking the box. Make sure that you're balancing the nice to have with the need to have, but figure out where in the middle you can be creative. And it doesn't mean you can be creative when it comes to coaching individuals, but be creative in what you do with your team and how you reflect on the organization. The last one is commitment. You need to make a commitment to not only your organization, but to your team, that you're going to be there for them as a leader. The other individual that you need to make a commitment to is yourself. As you commit to making changes, to growing, to leading your team, you can only do that if you're committed to yourself and how you can grow and learn from your daily situations and your career in general. So, the seven C's, let's take a look at them. We have credibility, confidence, consistency, composure, courage, creativity, and commitment. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking quite a bit about each of these seven C's. And with each of those seven C's, I'm hoping to evoke, engage, and empower you to deliver on each of those seven C's and make connections to your organization and yourself as a leader and your teams. And then that fourth week and that last one, we're going to give you some letters, hopefully from you all, but also letters and information that I've gotten over the years from many other professionals asking, how do I put these seven C's into action? And then we'll give you an activity to do on your own with your team or with a peer so that you continually reflect on what it takes to deliver on the seven C's. The last piece is I'm going to encourage you to ride the waves of leadership. As you ride the waves of the seven C's, you're going to look to build, evaluate, and sustain each of the seven C's. The build part is build your reputation, build your repertoire, build your learning practices. You're going to evaluate how well you're doing. Without measurement, all you have is good intent. And good intent is a good place to start, but you have to go a little bit further from it. And then the last part is sustain. And make sure that you're consistent. That's one of the seven C's, sustaining not only how you're building, but evaluating and delivering on each of the seven C's. So please come back every week. Please send us your stories and share with us any feedback that you have on any of the seven C's that we talk about. Thank you, and you have a great day.